Okay, Danny O, now that you're thoroughly bored, on with Contra the Billboard.
Third Underworld, Dancing Doll, Hit and Run, Rat Gut, and Runner.
Crowley with the
A Mess, Abaca, Effigy, DT, and Stiff Kitty are at Hammerhead. And the Cedar Beach Blues Harbor Festival is at Cedar Beach in Mount Sinai with Reckoning, the Blue Jay Gordon Band, the Doug McClain Band, and Little Toby and the Rocket. On Tuesday, September 21st, Depeche Mode and The The are at Meadowlands. Darlene Love will be at the Bottom Line. Pain Teens will be at Communion. The Bossa Nova Beatniks are at CBGB's. And Ali Farkatori are at CBGB's. On Wednesday, September 22nd, John Sebastian and the J Band is at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Dramarama, Red Cross, and Flynn Dunlap are at the Grand. James Taylor is at the Paramount. And Whirl Girl and Affinity are at SOB's. On Thursday, September 23rd, Mind Bomb and Dandelion are at the Grand. Room Full of Blues is at Tramps. Travelin' Max is at Mary's Off Madison. Mark Cohn is at Town Hall. And Jenna Tortures, Life of Agony, and Blame Craze are at the Roxy. On Friday, September 24th, Fugazi and Jawbox are at Roseland. Johnny Copeland is at Tramps. Depeche Mode and Zaza will be at Madison Square Garden. Mickey Finn and Sanction are at the Right Track Inn. Twelfth Night is at the Franklin Cafe. The Bogmen and 5-0 are at Wetlands. And Daddy Dynamite, Shelter NYC, and Psycho Daisy are at Kingdom Hall. For more information, call WUSB at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
The following is a public service announcement from WUSB Stony Brook. There are many TV stations on the air right now. Saturday Night is on the air. There's all kinds of music videos you could be watching. There are 100 other radio stations. If you persist in listening to this radio station, you've got what's coming to you. You have been warned.
And I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way. Because this country is the only country that lets in all the refugees that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kitten caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf. And the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry. We send money. We help them. But we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
Ladies and gentlemen, brain damage is on the air.
Corley. Tonight, Eric's very special guest is Richard Burton.
Yes, brain damage is back. You know, this theme is going on for too long. Can we maybe, that'd be good. That'd be good. Thank you very much. Thank you. There we are. Just bring it over to the end. Okay, that's fine. Much, much better. This is the part I like. And welcome back, everybody. In the true spirit of USB, what goes around comes around. And here I am back again. I don't know how long. Probably until something upsets me and makes me leave. I guess now is the time to explain why I've been away for so long, what it was all about, and I guess it's best that we just be honest with each other. It was about money. It was the contractual thing, you know. We don't like to talk about all that much here on USB because clean. I almost said we're professionals, but you know, we're not professionals, so that's not an excuse either. We're amateurs, but we like to act like we're professionals. I guess that's the way I want to say this. And the money situation is just something that got a little bit unpleasant. You know, there are other stations, other DJs, other people that just sort of were, well, you know, getting a little bit too much, and it just didn't seem fair because of the quality programming that we had here. So I figured, you know, if we just sort of made our point, you know, kind of withheld our services for a little while until some bigger checks started coming our way, it might have the desired effect. I was wrong. I didn't gain anything from this. In fact, I believe now I owe money in the process. But, you know, it's good because it's a learning experience, and we're an educational we're an educational radio station. Yes, thank you for correcting me on that. And, you know, it's all in the spirit of damn if I know what it's in the spirit of, but there is definitely spirit around here. You can't take that away from these people. Brain Damage has a long and sordid history, one that we'd rather forget. And hopefully people out there will as well. But the point is, we're back here tonight, and we're going to attempt, probably will fail, but we are going to attempt, just so that we can say we did it, to make alternative radio an alternative to itself. We have Jim Weiner, who is the co-host of this radio program. Jim, that was a fantastic introduction you did. Thank you very much for coming by, and I assume we'll be seeing a lot more of you on this radio program.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And it's also good that that you're here showing your talent. I mean, I know this is rather late at night for you. You certainly don't usually stay up this late.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I appreciate it. I appreciate the help organizing this radio program. A lot of people don't realize the effort that goes into a program like this. I've been here now for about, 3.5 weeks, preparing just the opening 5 minutes, which have gone by now. It takes a long time. You know, radio is not easy. People seem to think that you just come in here and do it. Well, you don't. You don't. You have to do all kinds of things first, and it can be a real trying experience. We've done a lot of work on this radio program. We've gotten some real professionals to help us. Quite expensive, as a matter of fact. We have a new publicity group, Weiner and Associates, that is now helping us out with getting guests and things like that. In fact, we have Richard Burton as our first guest for this week, and that's certainly quite a coup. I believe Jim was responsible for helping us get that. You know, I just realized something looking at the promotional material that they sent us. Weiner and Associates, Jim Weiner's the same last name, but there's no relationship, is there, to you, Jim?
Definitely not.
Okay, because you realize, of course, that would be a violation of of various FCC things. You know,
I agree completely.
Yeah, well, we don't want any more rules broken around here. Did I say more? No. That's occasionally what happens too on radio, is that words come out that aren't supposed to come out, and that was an example of that. No, well, we don't break rules around here. No rules at all. In fact, there's quarters on the floor. People don't pick them up because they don't steal things. They don't borrow things. They don't do anything. Not a thing. We're good people here. Okay, now we've gotten that out of the way. It's good to be back, and I hope our listeners are still there. You know, did anybody catch Matt's last show last week? Anybody catch that? We have Spiny Norman here. Spiny, did you?
I'm forced to catch all his shows.
Yeah, that's right, because you're on before.
Yes.
Before
they're always treated as if they were his last.
You don't really have to. I mean, you're kind of forced to hear whatever goes on.
Like, oh, but it's delightful. It was a treat.
Straps on too tight, are they?
No.
Okay. Well,
please let me go.
His last words to the audience were, "Stuff it." Did you hear that? So he said, "Stuff it" to the audience. Now this is cutting edge radio, because
and it's not even Thanksgiving.
I have always wanted to say "stuff it" to anybody, and I've never been able to do that. But say stuff it to millions of people at the same time. I mean, did you read about it in the AM/FM column in Newsday? And it was even in the Monday Times last week.
I didn't read that.
Yeah, it was, the Palestinian thing was there.
Uh-huh.
And then if you look at the bottom of page one, there's this whole big thing about radio hosts and various things like that. It's surprising. It's surprising. So, thank you.
This just did.
Yes. So, now, that was his last words. His last words to the audience. And, I don't know, I just think it was kind of bizarre. Kind of a weird way to end things. But, you know, there's never really an end to anything here at USB. It's really just sort of a, what's the word? I wish I was worldly. I'm thinking sayonara. It's not sayonara. It's let us not say goodbye. Let us say,
aloha.
No, that's not it either. That's Hawaiian. There's a word for this. It's French. That's it. It's French. Okay, glad
French
I figured
for what?
It out. Let us not say goodbye. Let us be French. Okay, so now we got all that straightened out. Something else which just happened, just came in today, and I'm as surprised as anybody else. As you know, there have been all kinds of advertisements about this program appearing on subway billboards and other places. There's the thing at the blimp in Manhattan, which was nice. Although, the which?
Over the game?
Yeah. The Mets game. Of course, nobody was there. That was the problem. But had people been there, and of course all the people looking out of their apartment buildings, because the thing did come kind of low, and they were a bit concerned about that, a lot of people would have seen it, I think. And there's a lot of expense wasted on this show, but that's some people's opinion. The important thing is that people know that brain damage is back in its original sense, even though it really isn't in the sense that it used to be in, because nobody understood that anyway.
It's expense well worth wasting.
But my point is, that all of this publicity apparently got the attention of folks down in Washington, D.C., because yesterday morning in the mail, we received a tape. And those of you, how many of you got invited to the inauguration ceremonies in Washington, D.C. in January? I realize not everybody in the audience did. Probably, I'd say about half of the people probably got invited. All right, well, I mean, the half that did get invited can help out the half that didn't get invited and tell them about the little raised insignia that you see on the envelopes. That signifies that that it is indeed an authentic invitation and not one of those fake White House things that goes around, you know. I think we've all gotten one of those at some point or another. But the raised insignia, which is very hard to duplicate, I know, because I've tried, it's kind of an embossed, it's an animal of some sort. I don't really know what it is. It's something of the hooved nature, you know, like
it's
a donkey.
Beaver, is it?
No, it's not a beaver. It's not a beaver. Mm. It's a donkey or a
bigger than a beaver,
a wildebeest or something like that. But the point is, that's what arrived in the mail yesterday in the tape box. It was in a tape box and had a little White House raised insignia on it. And apparently, we've gotten the attention of the people down there. It's good. It's good that people. People care enough to actually show us that the radio program makes a difference, even though they can't get the station. And, of course, you can't get the station outside of, was it Nichols Road? What's the road that's right next to the university? It's one of those roads. But, you know, that's our cutoff point. No, actually, the signal is going out there. In fact, our signal is going to be going much further real soon. But that's
for our listeners.
That's something else. So, Jim Wiener, do you have that tape queued up, please?
I absolutely disagree.
That's great, but regardless of your political outlook, do you have the tape itself queued up?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to roll that tape now. This is... No, I'm not kidding around here. I wouldn't make this up if it were true. All right, so President Clinton has a message that he sent to this radio station. And hopefully Jim got it queued up there.
He couldn't be here, though, personally, could he?
No, he's not here. This is way too late for him. But
okay, you're not doing any silly stuff like having him on?
No.
Pretending to be here?
No, he's not. We're not pretending
he's actually on tape.
He is on tape. The tape is what came from the White House. In fact,
okay.
You'll hear like that special White House squeal that comes on tapes that they send out. And
he is satellite.
This is the message that that apparently he gave. I don't know who the people are that are applauding. So apparently it was maybe it's the White House Press Club or something like that. And this is concerning the return of brain damage to the airwaves in its original form or I don't really know how to phrase this in words, but basically he caught wind of the fact that we're doing this, and, well...
He passed away?
I think he also found out that we have Richard Burton on later on, and that's something that will get anybody's attention. So without any further ado, and there's been too much ado already, let's hear from the president, then we'll come right back to the radio program. We'll start taking phone calls and do all kinds of other neat things like that. And of course, we have Richard Burton coming on. We also have a studio audience. Say hello, studio audience. No, you're supposed to applaud, not laugh. Okay. Still kind of new with the audience effects there. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll work out that little problem later. President Clinton. Well, shouldn't I say that with a bit more respect? Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, is that how you do it?
Should we stand?
No, we don't have to stand. We don't have to stand. Here we go.
Welcome to this great occasion of history and hope. Today, we bear witness to an extraordinary act in one of history's defining dramas. A drama that began in the time of our ancestors when the word went forth. Then, as now, we heard from those who said that conflict would come again soon. Just so, this bold new venture today, this brave gamble that the future can be better than the past, must endure. Now the efforts of all who have labored before us bring us to this moment, a moment when we dare to pledge what for so long seemed difficult even to imagine, and there will be more security and more hope for all. Their tenacity and vision has given us the promise of a new beginning. What these leaders have done now must be done by others. Their achievement must be a catalyst for progress in all aspects, and those of us who support them must be there to help in all aspects. We know a difficult road lies ahead. Let the skeptics recall what once existed. There was a time when the traffic of ideas flowed uninterrupted. All this can come to pass again. I pledge the active support of the United States of America to the difficult work that lies ahead. And because of what you have done, this day belongs to you. Let us salute also today the government of Norway.
Wasn't that nice? Isn't that great? I don't know what that part about Norway was.
I was just going to ask you about that.
I don't really... He tends to, like, lapse off onto other subjects sometimes, but...
Are you carried up in Norway?
This is... No.
I didn't give you that letter.
No, we're not carried in Norway. You can't fool me with that. No. The thing is...
No,
I don't quite know what that was all about, but the important thing is you got the message out that this day belongs to us, and it does, and it belongs to our listeners and the people that are part of Brain Damage. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for making this part of our day. Thank you. Thank you, Jim Wiener, for...
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Jim, it's very interesting how you're not really taking part in the conversation here. Is that because you just don't...
That's unthinkable.
I guess maybe it is, certainly from our listeners' point of view. As I said, we have Richard Burton coming on a little bit later on, and it's...
You're going to beat that to death, aren't you?
No, I mean, if you had Richard Burton on your show, Spiney, you certainly would beat it to death as well. Now, We'll be going to that. What time do you think we should do that?
Oh, Christ! How long are you gonna carry it out?
Well, I mean, come on. This is fairly. You want to take some phone calls first? We do have our phone number, of course, is 632-6901, area code 516. And you've got this big grin on your face. I don't understand what's so. I mean, yeah.
The first time I heard it, I thought it was funny. You know, it was like what 3 weeks later.
First time you heard what the show?
The Richard Burton thing.
You don't think we really have Richard Burton, do you? That's really funny. No, we do. We have a little press release here. Wiener and Associates.
Are you going to have James Dean on next, too?
Well, how could I have James Dean on? He's no longer of this world.
Right.
There's no way I could really do that. No. No.
Well, then how do you have Richard Burton on?
Richard Burton, we're going to be calling him a little bit later on, probably about, I guess about 12:40 or so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I watch this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, no, it's no problem at all. But why, do you have some sort of...
No, I want to see how a professional radio person handles dead air.
Well, what makes you think there's going to be any dead air?
Who are you calling?
You have this look on your face like you know something I don't. Now,
I'm not
fess up or something. What's going on here?
Well, I'm afraid to fess up because maybe I got the name wrong. Who?
Richard Burton, the actor. Richard Burton, the one who was married to Elizabeth Taylor twice. She's going to be
was married to.
Well, he got divorced twice too, from what I understand.
Well, from what
it's
I
a
understand,
very rocky marriage there.
From what I understand,
if you've been married to Richard or to Elizabeth Taylor, you'd have a rocky marriage yourself.
I'm sure I might even,
from what I hear,
take a toll on you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Might even make it
more
drop
than
dead.
I don't know. Bridge, which is up to $6 now.
I don't know, but from what I heard,
yes,
this is from some movie going people.
Right.
The guy is dead.
You know, I'm kind of dismayed to hear you say that, because all week long people have been coming up to me saying, "Hey, you know, Richard Burton's dead," and then, you know, I can understand if you're a little bit upset at you know, the quality of films he's been in recently, or perhaps at a lull in the his performance or something like that. But I mean, come on, the guy has history behind him. He's got stories to tell. He's got a whole lineage. I mean, we should be in awe that somebody like this is actually deigning to be on this particular radio program, nay, on this particular radio station. On this frequency, we have someone of the caliber of Richard Burton. I mean, I don't think you're really fit to sit there and say the guy is, you know, his career is dead or anything is dead of his.
No, I didn't mean the career.
All right, well, you should apologize. You should apologize.
No, I'm not apologizing. I mean, him, personally. I mean, he's up there with James Dean. Up in the...
What are you saying?
Choir Invisible.
You don't actually mean the guy is dead, do you?
Dead. As far as I know, it's not a recent thing either. It's been for like a while.
No longer breathing type of thing.
Yeah, and he hasn't gotten any better. That's why I thought it was a joke. You are joking, right?
Wiener, you know anything about this?
I don't believe that's a good idea.
Get him out of here. He's starting to annoy me. What? Wiener, there is no affiliation with you and Wiener and Associates, the people that got us this particular actor who may or may not be dead. No affiliation whatsoever, right?
Possibly.
Oh, God. Okay, are you sure about this, Lenny?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to let caution prevail for a little while. Let's take a couple of phone calls.
I mean, do you have the guy's number?
Well, yeah, I have it right here. It's on the press release. We're going to call him
in
a couple minutes. But I think maybe you're wrong.
For your sake, I hope I am. For his sake, too, I hope.
let's all hope you're wrong. Let's see who's out there. Let's take some calls. 632-6901. I mean, Richard Burton. I've been looking forward to this all week long.
Are you sure
come in here and you tell me the guy's...
Burton Richards?
You're going to be awfully, awfully embarrassed. You're going to be very chagrined when...
No.
You hear him.
I don't know what chagrin means, so...
Well... Fortunately for you, we have a dictionary in the studio, so we can tell you that. But that's something else that we'll get to. But no, I think you will stand corrected real soon.
I was going to get up.
Let's see what our listeners have to say, if they can help us out here. Anybody there?
Huh?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Matt?
No, Matt's not here. Please listen to your radio, and then you'll know not to call me Matt. I've been called worse. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Chris Miller's show.
No, I'm not Chris either. Boy, you know, they're going to narrow it down eventually. Yeah, who do you want to guess?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, is this Paul?
No. Okay, 0 for 3. Let's make me feel real valued around here. Good evening.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Ah, you got it right. Oh, I bow to you, sir, whoever you are.
Yeah, this is Chris from Connecticut.
Hi, Chris from Connecticut. Do you have any trouble getting through tonight?
Yeah.
Well, nothing's changed, right?
Yeah, well, the reason why I'm calling is I was actually wondering. I'm trying to actually get onto internet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having a problem trying to find a way to get on there.
You want to get onto internet?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get onto Internet. Internet being the worldwide computer network that links everybody together.
Yeah, I just got a modem a little while ago. So.
Uh-huh. You're in Connecticut, eh?
Yeah.
Well, basically, do you go to school?
Not anymore. I'm a college graduate, but I also heard that, you know, I'm legally blind, and I heard that there's a way I can get onto it.
There probably is a system up there. I don't know exactly what system you'd want.
Yeah.
But there are definitely systems around. You might try one of the mainstream ones. I hate to recommend CompuServe or Delphi or any of the ripoff ones, but that might just serve to get your foot in the door until you find something better.
Right.
And at least that way you can wander around. If you know people that go to school, or if you want to take a class at a school or something like that, you can probably get an account that way.
Yeah.
And that won't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Well, it's good to have you back.
You don't know about Richard Burton, do you?
Yeah, he's dead, I'm afraid.
You say he's dead, too?
Yeah, he really is.
You sound much more certain than Spiney does.
I'm certain. I'm certain of that. He died several years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for telling us that. I don't believe this. This is my first show back here in how long? How long has it been since I've been here last?
Years.
And we had that money thing all taken care of, right? Mm-hmm. We worked that out. I mean, it was fairly unpleasant, fairly ugly, but we worked it out. And now this.
By the way, that is a nice car that you got.
Well, thank you, but it certainly doesn't make up for all the grief.
Mm. That's a beaut. How long were you planning on spending on that, Richard Burton?
That's the show tonight.
The whole show?
Well, that was the main... I mean, for God's sake, do you realize how much publicity we put into this show?
Mm.
To have a dead actor on the air?
What?
Do you know what kind of trouble we're in now?
Mm.
Wait, we can't be talking about this on the air. Okay, what we're going to do is why don't we play a song? Yeah, that's a nice word for it. But
I think my brother's home. He can call him.
Is he a lawyer?
No, but he's interesting. He can.
Okay, we're gonna have to
kill some time.
We're gonna have to think of some things here. Okay, we're gonna play a song and then we'll come right back and we'll have this all figured out. All right? Yeah, that sounds right to me. Brain damage here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Ma jolie, how do you do? On aurait-je un guilty au le loup? I come from east of Gatineau. My name is Jean-Guy, ma jolie. J'ai une maison à la fontaine, where we can live if you marry me. Une belle maison à la fontaine, where we will live, you and me. Ma jolie Louise, tous les matins au soleil, I will work till work is done. Tous les matins au soleil, I will work till work is done. And one day, the foreman said, Jean-Guy, we must let you go. Et puis mon nom, il est pas bon. At the mill anymore. Oh, Louise, I'm losing my head, I'm losing my head. My kids are small, 4 and 3. Et la bouteille, she's mon ami. I drink the rum till I can't see. It hides the shame Louise does not see. Carousel turns in my head, and I can't hide. Oh no, 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 no. And the rage turned in my head, and Louise, I struck her down, down on the ground. I'm losing my mind, I'm losing my mind. En septembre 63, kids are gone, and so is Louise. Mon cario des dépôts, de la ville de Toronto. Now my tears, they roll down tous les jours. Uh-huh. And I remember the days and the promises that we made. Oh, Louise, my jolie Louise, my jolie Louise.
Uh-huh. I want to fight back at that.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Don't need to applaud every time we play a song. That's kind of silly. It's funny how they applaud when we play a song and they don't applaud when we talk or anything like that. Just got off the phone with the lawyer's answering machine, so there's not much we can do as far as that goes. We do have a problem here in that, does anybody else know? I mean, for all I know, that was a friend of yours, Spiny, that you just, it was a big practical joke.
No,
yeah, at that time with the whipped cream, the last time? I know after that particular instance that you're not very trustworthy, so I don't know if I should believe anything. Okay. Do you think this is a crisis? Is something we should be really upset about?
You can call the Queen. Wasn't she married to the Queen?
What's this?
Of England, Richard Burton?
Why not just call Richard Burton?
There you go.
Yeah, that might...
Call it once more.
Yeah. Well, that might make sense. Let's try that. Okay, I have the number right here. We're calling it as we speak. And in one moment, we shall have an answer for you. Okay, we are ringing the phone of Richard Burton. This is in the Hollywood studios, not really Hollywood studios, Hollywood home. And he was... 12:35 is when we're supposed to call him. Eastern time, according to Wiener and Associates press release here. Maybe it's in the bathroom or something. How old is he? Well, you know, your microphone was off, but you made another one of these comments where he's... Oh, sorry, said he's dead again. No, I don't... How many rings should we give him?
Quite a lot.
All right.
Now, don't do that, because you might wake up as widow or something, and it's going to be really messy.
All right. I've had enough of this. Did you hear me? I've had enough of this. No, I mean, this is not fair. This is not fair. I expected something a little bit better than this when I came back here. I mean, Richard, they said I had Richard Burton as my guest.
Are you paying these associates for these services?
Big time.
Wow,
Wiener? Wiener has disappeared. Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if there is an affiliation between Wiener and Associates and Wiener. The only way I figured that Wiener and Associates couldn't be associated with Wiener is because Wiener doesn't have any associates. That's the only reason I thought that there was definitely no affiliation there. Okay, all right, hang on. Call information here. We're going to settle this right now.
They can't tell you if someone's dead.
No, they can't.
New York telephone, what town, please?
Yes, hi, operator. I need the unlisted number for David, the program director of WUSB. That's the unlisted number.
I'm sorry. At the customer's request, the number is non-published. The number is 958-8742.
Again. You didn't know it was that simple. That's all you have to do, really. Okay, let's... He thought he was so clever getting an unlisted phone number. Okay. We're going to fix his wagon there. This is the guy that's ultimately responsible for everything that goes wrong around here. I'm the program director. Yeah, sure, it's late. But, yeah, he's going to be angry, but...
I mean, after the whole thing about getting you back on the slot, do you think it's...
I don't care. This is important.
Ooh. Don't tell him I'm here.
Of course, he's not listening to the radio. Yeah, that's him. Hello?
Hello?
David, is that you?
Who is this?
This is David, the program director of USB, right?
What time is it?
It's 12:40 in the morning. This is Eric. I'm calling you from brain damage. We have a problem, David.
Eric?
Yes, we have a problem, and I'd like to talk to you about this right away. We have some sort of a crazy scheduling...
What's the radio station?
Yes, I'm at the radio station. Right now. We got your unlisted phone number.
How'd you get my phone number?
You ask for it. That's all you have to do. You just have to ask for the unlisted phone number. I'm not going to get into my methods right now. We've got a much more serious problem. Are you aware that Richard Burton is dead?
Is there a problem with the radio station?
Yeah, there's a problem. It's a big problem, David. There's a big problem here in that I came back to this radio program under false pretenses thinking I was going to do an interview with somebody who was alive. Now, of course, that's something too much to expect from this place.
Is this PKN?
This is the radio station that you're in charge of. Can you remember the radio station we're talking about?
Is this Saturday?
It's Saturday night, Sunday morning, yes. Are you zoning in?
Where's Matt?
You have to help him out sometimes. Matt told the audience to
stuff it.
Stuff it. I almost thought it was something else. But no, he said stuff it last week. And you know what that means when you tell the audience to stuff it. He's in radio hinterlands. But that's not the point. David, help me out here. We got a dead actor that we have to interview. We just called him. And obviously, he's not answering the phone because he can't. I mean, maybe he's not even there.
Have you tried calling his agent?
Nobody's answering the phone. We just called the station lawyer, and we just got the answering machine. You know, the old answering machine we always get? In fact, we get that in the daytime, too, now that I think of it.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah. What, a lawyer? No. Richard Burton, apparently, according to Spiny Norman and some guy from Connecticut, apparently he's dead, yes. Did you know about this?
Why are we trying to interview him?
Wait a minute. You're going to play innocent now? You didn't know that you knew he was dead the whole time? Didn't you hear all the promos going on? I mean...
Are you saying someone tried to arrange an interview on the air without... arrange an interview with a dead person on the air without approving it with me first?
What do you mean not approving it with you? Don't you remember the press conference, all the pictures, the ceremony on the front lawn of the union? You don't remember that?
That was you there,
the champagne and everything like that. You don't remember that? I think that constitutes approval if you're there and if you're saying, you know, congratulations for the return and second coming of brain damage and all that kind of thing. Yeah, I sort of thought you approved of it.
Was that the time we had the free sandwiches?
I'm really getting nowhere with this guy. Look, David, go back to sleep, okay? We'll figure this out our own somehow. My God. Can you believe... Look, this is not funny. If this was happening during your show, you would not be laughing right now.
That was the free sandwiches.
How come I wasn't there for the free sandwiches?
Oh. What are we going to do about this? All right.
I told you to tell me anytime there was food.
No. This is like a special thing. Only the big wigs were there. All right, we have a public service announcement. We're going to play the public service announcement for you, and then we're going to do something. We don't know what we're going to do yet. We're going to do something. Don't applaud. What the hell kind of public service announcement was that? It was a chainsaw. There weren't any words.
Parks Department, I guess. The James Watt.
This is all for a joke. You're having the time of your life right now, aren't you? Watching me make a fool of myself here.
I'm kind of disappointed. I was all set for the old times, Eric. That old magic. Where is it?
Old magic appears to be...
Now I see old man.
In the other realm of some sort. Okay, we're facing serious legal problems here. I've just been on the phone with a general manager who called us up.
Would you just listen?
Can you believe he listens at this hour? And apparently we have only an hour and 15 minutes to solve this somehow. You have any idea how to speak to a dead person? I don't.
Whoopi Goldberg did.
If anybody out there has ideas on how to speak to a dead person, please...
Tarot cards?
Yeah, give us a call or whatever.
Ouija board?
No, we're not gonna do anything silly like that.
Table thumping?
No. Let's see if our listeners can help us out here. 632-6901 is our phone number. Anybody out there, give us a hand. Good evening, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
I hope.
What?
Oh, what are you looking for? I just talked to a dead person?
Well, no, we said we didn't want to talk to a dead person. We wanted to talk to Richard Burton. It's not our fault he's dead.
Buried?
I'm sorry?
I'll go dig him up for you if you want. I'll dig him up and I'll bring him, and then you could, we'll drill a hole through his head and put a string, and then you could be a ventriloquist. But you don't even have to be a ventriloquist, because we can't see you anyway.
It's creative ideas like that that make this the leading radio
good.
Show in its market right now. Thanks for the suggestion, but I don't think so, not right now. No, we don't dig things up and bring them into the street. Good evening.
Hi, this is Richard Burton.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, really.
No, it's not. Prove it.
Well, how would you like to prove it?
Talk in that accent of yours. No, that's
the
guy,
other one.
That's the guy from Reservoir Dogs. No. Good evening.
Oh, hey, what's up, Eric?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm not.
Why not?
I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I agreed to this. I thought maybe the people around here were being a little bit serious, you know, but no. Can't do that. You gotta remain, fouling things up here and scheduling dead people for interviews. I want somebody's head for this.
Well, who's this Richard Burton guy? I know the name, but I...
He's a famous actor, and, you know, believe me...
What does he look like?
How come I didn't know he was dead? What does he look like? How do you describe what somebody looks like?
Well,
is he big and hairy, or...
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a man, so they tend to be bigger and hairier than people who aren't men. I don't know, you know.
I know a couple of girls that are big and hairy.
We don't want to be talking to them either. All right, look, any suggestions for us?
I think I'm going to kill myself.
All right, well, that's maybe solves your problems, doesn't
solve
our problems.
He's upset then, huh?
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Richard.
Richard, don't say you're Richard Burton.
I am. Wait, can I ask you one question?
He's doing better than the other guy, I'll say. Mm. Yes, go ahead.
Could you pick your butt with...
Obviously, that was taken from one of those commercial programs. All right.
Very good quality, though, I must say.
It was very good quality, yeah, I'll say that. You know what makes me feel better at times like this? Patsy Cline. When we come back, we'll have a solution to help.
Heartache, heartache, my loving you meant only heartache. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache, heartache. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches. Heartache, heartache, my loving you meant only heartache. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache, heartache, what does it matter?
Well, I feel better, and we have what could be a solution to all this, and I'm happy to say that that's that maybe a solution is in sight. Now, this NIMBY, that's your name.
Yes, NIMBY.
NIMBY is your name. Now, you just came up with a, I mean, we have all these people out here, and I don't know where they all came from, but you just had a, what I consider to be a brilliant idea.
I heard your program, and I was trying to think of an idea, so I came into the studio.
You don't have to think about it all over again. You thought about it already, and you have an idea. So
we could just look in the phone book.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
And just look up another Burton fellow.
Another Richard Burton. Brilliant.
Yes, exactly.
This guy has got potential here. This is good. This is good. We if you listen to the promo, in fact, well, we can prove this right now. So those of you that are filing legal briefs, listen to the promo that we played, okay? This is our promo. It's been running for the last couple of weeks. It's been on all the networks. You've heard it. Everyone's seen it. A lot of music.
Hey, USB listeners. We've just discovered a brand new way that you can waste away your brain cells on Saturday night. And the best thing is, you don't even have to go to a convenience store. You don't have to make any kind of illegal drug transactions. In fact, you don't have to spend any money at all. In a week that began with world peace, we're going to end it with brain damage. Tune in this Saturday at midnight to find out what's going on.
This week on Brain Damage, Eric's special guest will be Richard Burton.
Okay, there it is, right there. There it is. You can stop that. We never said it was the actor, did we? We never said that.
No,
we never said
did not say that.
And we didn't mean that. We didn't mean it was the actor. We meant we were going to speak to Richard Burton. So all we have to do, okay? All right, thank you very much. Great. All right, this is working out really nicely. People are really coming together. When there's a crisis here, people come together. Thank you. I've just been handed a phone number here. And where is this? This is, this is Richard Burton in Seattle. Seattle, Washington, right? Yeah. There is a Seattle, is there a Seattle somewhere else? No, I guess not. There's only one Seattle. Okay, we're going to be talking to Richard Burton after all, and this is Richard Burton of Seattle. So let's get some dialing numbers there. Oops. Okay. There we go. Richard Burton, we'll be talking to him in just a moment, as soon as the phone starts to ring. That's a weird, busy signal, isn't it? Uh-oh. Okay. Obviously, we're not gonna get anywhere there. All right. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. We just have to find a Richard Burton that's not on the phone that will talk to us. Okay, well, if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 632-6901. We're going to have news coming up. This is another new feature of the program, a brand new newscast, a news report of various sorts, with a brand new newscaster that we found lying around somewhere. Actually, no. You've heard the reports. We got a very good newscast, one we had to pay through the nose for, and sometimes things are worth it. So we'll be getting to the news in just about 5 minutes or so. Give us a call, 632-6901, and we'll put you on the air, I guess, if you have something interesting to say. This is Brain Damage here on WUSB Stony Brook. Good evening.
Hi, is Jim Wiener still there?
Jim mysteriously disappeared when things started to go wrong. He's in the building someplace, and we intend to find him. In fact, we've already called security, and they're combing the place.
He was sounding kind of depressed.
He was sounding kind of depressed. I'm not quite sure exactly what he expected, if he had something to do with this. I don't really know. But is there anything you want us to tell him when we find him?
Well, I'm willing to offer counseling if he'd like it.
Yeah, counseling? Well, you see, Jim goes to about 4 different counselors right now. And
he could always use another.
I guess so, and even 5 wouldn't be a bad idea. Well,
would you like my number?
I'm going to put you on hold, and you can leave the number with the receptionist.
Okay.
All right? Hang on. Okay, he's over there on hold, and let's go to another phone call. Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just the usual shenanigans here.
What's with that Richard Burton guy?
Well, apparently he went and checked out on us, and, you know, it's really not something we had any control over. It's something that, you know, it happens. It's part of life.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
My grandfather passed away a few days ago.
Yeah, but he wasn't scheduled to do a radio interview, was he?
Yeah, actually he was. He was going to be on TV.
Really?
In a few months, I think.
Really?
With a famous artist.
Uh-huh.
I know him. His name's,
That's your grandfather. You don't know his name? Good God. Good evening.
Evening.
How you doing?
Richard Burton.
Is this another Richard Burton?
Not at all. No, I have a theory. I think that actually he might be Michael Jackson.
You never
see Michael Jackson and LaToya together. Who else could get Elizabeth Taylor to fly halfway around the world?
That's true.
Why is he always grabbing himself? He must be horny for Elizabeth.
Well, Elizabeth's his special friend, you know.
Yeah, but I think he's Michael Jackson in disguise, so if you're able to get a hold of Michael Jackson, you might be doing a double interview and uncover some things.
That would be something. That would be something.
You catch up with him now. He's all over the world.
He's hard to catch. Well, he's at the Wailing Wall now, I understand, and people are wailing at him because they don't really go for that kind of thing too much. We do have some news about that.
That's we have the news about that.
Okay, well, we're going to be getting to the news in just a minute or so. Sir, is there anything else you wanted to say?
Where is Elizabeth? Is she wailing there with him?
No, she was wailing somewhere in Asia with him, but I don't know. I don't know if she and the rest of the whalers are with him or if they've gone to join Bob.
Catch up with him. He might uncover something big.
Uh-huh.
And maybe something small, too. I don't know. I guess there's some small things in bed with Michael every so often.
Yeah. That's what I hear. Okay, listen, thanks for calling. Thanks for the help. Thanks for the support. Thanks, everybody, for the support. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Okay, we have another Richard Burton we're going to be calling. Okay, this one is, I believe, in Los Angeles. But first, okay, we have our brand-new expensive newscaster that we are going to go to now, who has a whole lot of interesting stories. Is she ready? Okay. And now, with the news, Elizabeth.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No! No!
Okay. What exactly is going on in there? See, that's a studio I can't see. That's Studio 7, and Studio 7 is around the corner and a little bit downstairs. Can somebody go down there and please check what happened to Elizabeth? Because it's funny, her name is Elizabeth, too. We were just talking about Elizabeth Taylor, but she cost us quite a bit of money there, and we want to make sure that we get a quality newscast in return. All right, so while we... go check, thank you very much. While somebody is checking on her, we're going to go to... the other Richard Burton. Richard Burton in Los Angeles. And let's get a line. Okay. All right. Hopefully in a moment we'll be speaking with Richard Burton here on WUSB in Stony Brook. Oh, good. His line is ringing. It's a good sign when the line is ringing. Ah.
Hi, this is Richard. Neither Donna or I can come to the phone right now.
It's Donna. Well,
please do us a favor. Since you called, leave your name, the time you called, and even your number if you don't think we have it, so that way we'll be able to return your call later.
Oh.
Thanks a lot.
Richard Burton's answering machine, and Donna. Who's Donna? He's seeing someone named Donna. All right, so we heard Richard's busy signal in Seattle, his answering machine in Los Angeles, and we don't have a newscast yet. Okay, we're going to have to work on getting a replacement for that. Let's go back to the phones. 632-6901, good evening.
Why didn't you leave a message?
Well, what's going to happen? All these Richard Burtons are going to start calling back after we're off the air, because we're only on for another hour.
That's good, though.
Well, it's 10 o'clock in Los Angeles right now. Now, that's, you know, who knows what's going on in Los Angeles at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
But maybe they'll call Korean Life.
Well, whatever's going on isn't going to be over until probably about midnight or so, and that's 3 o'clock our time, and then I'm out of here.
But I like Korean Life.
What's Korean Life have to do with it?
Well, they could call Korean Life back instead of you.
Well, Korean Life is on what, Sunday nights?
Sunday at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that'll just confuse everybody.
That's good, though.
Well, what we're finding out here with our USB investigators is that there are lots and lots of Richard Burtons around. Lots of them. So we're going to find one. We're going to find one, and we're going to bring him to you.
That's a promise
from us here at Brain Damage.
I have a number for Richard Burton.
You have a number for Richard Burton?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do is transfer you to the receptionist.
But don't hang up on me this time.
What? Did they hang up on you last time?
You did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Let me transfer you over here.
Press hold, not hang up.
Okay. Hold on. I'll transfer you over there. There we go. Yeah, he's being transferred over to the receptionist line. Let's go to another phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, you hung up on me and you're a fucking fag.
Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, it's been a troubling night here at USB.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Hey,
you know, it's the same thing. Playing the same thing over and over again. I don't think I want to hear that. Okay. What do we do now? Okay. Someone's written down on a piece of paper. I can't believe this. Apparently, Elizabeth has an undue fear of lizards. Okay. And I guess we have lizards in Studio 7. Is that what I'm supposed to make out of this? So I take it she's not coming back. Okay. All right. Our newscast didn't work out either. I'm sorry to hear about that. Do we have the script at least? We have something that she's going to... Oh, no. Okay. All right. Calm down out there. All right.
And I believe that you... And that's what I believe.
And I also believe...
Anybody understand what's going on around here?
Yep.
Ooh, that sounded like Jim Weider. I heard Jim's voice. I distinctly heard Jim's voice.
That's right.
I hear his voice, but I don't know where he is. Okay, we have news? We have news? Okay. You're going to fill in?
Yes, Eric, why don't we just go right to the top story?
All right, go to the top story.
The Michael Jackson incident in Jerusalem.
Yeah, make us look good anyway. Go ahead.
Yes, right in Jerusalem, some Orthodox Jews in Israel have a message for pop star Michael Jackson. Beat it.
Because that's the name of one of his songs. That's good. That's real good.
And protesters screamed and barricaded the entrance to the ancient Western Wall to keep Jackson away during a visit today. The wall is Jerusalem's holiest site. The square adjacent to the Holy Wall is usually quiet on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath day, but not today. A sign reading "No photographing on Sabbath" was run over in the rush to take pictures of the star.
That's never good.
Israeli chief rabbi happened by during a commotion and remarked that maybe.
No, don't worry about that. Okay, it's just a siren. Don't worry about it. Okay, go ahead.
Maybe Jackson should attend the lecture he's preparing for next week's Day of Atonement. Jackson recently has been dodged. I can't read this because the top of the words are fading, but
that's
by allegations of child molesting, of course.
The USB teletype cuts off half of all the words. That's just a trademark here. All right, that's the top story then. Michael, is there anything else? You have more pertinent things to the program, I believe.
We have the latest news on the health risks of smoking. Contrary to popular belief, smoking is actually good for you. Yes.
I'm sure most of our listeners are aware of that.
A quote from the National Clean Air Research Group out of Washington, D.C. The average American breathes in pollution equal to one pack of non-filter cigarettes for every hour spent outdoors and even more than a pack if they live in or near a major city, the report said. And it actually says that, smoking is actually make you live longer. Eric, back to you.
Oh, back to me, is it? Okay, well, I've been reading the newspaper, too. And, you know, there's... in today's news day, there was something really... Two interesting things about the state of Alabama. You know that the Southern Baptists
This is true. Southern Baptists have estimated that 46.1% of the people in Alabama are going straight to hell. They've counted it up. They know how many people there are. 1.86 million unsaved people, and they've got it listed by county. Now, this has offended a few people because they're not too happy about knowing what their fate is. I guess most of us like to sort of, you know, leave it as sort of a surprise at the end. But the Southern Baptists have done this kind of demographic research for years, according to Martin King, a spokesman. Some, however, ask whether America's largest Protestant denomination with about 15 million followers is trying to play God instead of preaching the gospel. It's hard to say, you know? I really don't know. And then, if you turn the page of this newspaper a little bit, you'll find a very interesting piece on page 14. Look at this. I'm not making this up. They spelled stop wrong at an intersection. See, it's S-O-T-P. And this happened in Anniston, Alabama. They actually painted it on the street. They painted the word stop wrong. Whatever you see around Stony Brook, around State University at Stony Brook, because, I mean, they'll give you a run for the money as far as misspelling things. They misspell Stony Brook. I mean, they do. They really do. Sometimes with an E, sometimes all jumbled together as one word, but misspelling stop. You got to go to Alabama for that kind of skill. Yeah. Okay, well, we're still having, it's 7 minutes after 1 o'clock, and you know what we have to do on the hour here at Brain Damage? That's right, we scratch the blackboard. Isn't that fun? Yes. We believe in public services like that. And you know what else it's time for? I'm sorry, we're losing track of the time. It's time for one of our favorite features. Yes, it's that time again where we reach out and find an operator someplace and confuse the operator. Because it's fun, and it's also easy. Now, what we have here is something that would confuse any operator. Well, a dial tone, I suppose, would do it, but why don't you listen to this and see what you can make out of it, and then we'll see what an operator can make out of it.
And we have reached area code 516-689-2627 has been changed. The new number, now located in Saudi Arabia, is 011-966-1488-0872.
Well, you know, my face is red. You know, they changed that in the last 10 minutes. Oh, That's what's known as a personalized recording. I think I understand it all right now. Up until about 10 minutes ago, that was reading all zeros. Well, you know, you can't confuse an operator with that. Oh well, sometimes it doesn't work, and this is one time where it sure didn't work. I can't believe that. I can't believe they just changed that within the last couple of minutes. Boy, you want to hear that again? No, it's a human being's voice, not a computer.
The number you have reached, 689-2627, in area code 516, has been changed. The new number is area code 000-000. 0000. Please make a note of it.
Okay,
the number you have reached, 6.
Now I am confused, and that's not supposed to happen on this part of the program. I'm not supposed to be the one confused. Okay. One time we heard a person's voice, and now we hear the computer's voice again. Let's try for a best of three and see what we get this time. And if we get the computer, we'll go to the operator and try to confuse her.
enemy. I've reached area code 516-689.
Now, we seem to be alternating here. That's if we get the computer this time.
Enemy, I've reached.
Okay, I think he's winning now, so I don't know if we can confuse an operator that way. Well, we can try to confuse an operator. It's always fun to try anyway. Let's see, how do we do this here? We dial that, and then we dial this. It's always possible we'll get the confusing recording, then we can confuse the operator. But even if we don't, we'll probably confuse her anyway.
If you want to place a collect call, dial 1-1. To charge this call to your calling card, dial your calling card number. To place a person-to-person call, dial 0 for the operator.
I think we'll just wait.
For operator assistance, please stay on the line.
Operator?
Hi, operator. I'm getting a strange recording on this number that I'm calling. I was wondering if you could explain it to me. Thank you. Let's hope we get the weird one.
Enemy, I've reached area code 516-689-2627 has been changed. The new number, now located in Saudi Arabia, is 011-966-1488-0872.
Hello?
Yeah, is that a real recording?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know.
She sounds confused. Because before, I called it a few minutes earlier, uh-huh. And it said that the number was changed, and then it gave all zeros, just gave 10 zeros. And that was a weird number, too. So I'm just not sure if this is actually real or if somebody's, you know, playing a game or something.
Right.
I don't like it when that happens, so is there any way you can tell?
Enemy, I've reached area code 516-689-2627 has been changed. The new number, now located in Saudi Arabia, is 011.
Do you know this person? I mean, is this a friend of yours?
I don't recognize the voice. Of course, wouldn't the voice be a phone company person? He doesn't sound like a phone company person.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So like
an ordinary guy that
right,
yeah.
person who owns the phone and they just put that tape message.
Right. I mean, can you tell me if it's being picked up by a machine or is that a real like phone company signal there?
That it doesn't sound like a phone company. That's not a phone company.
You don't think so?
No.
Uh-huh. And when I was getting the zeros before,
uh-huh.
That sounded like a phone company recording, so, and they gave us all zeros.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was pretty strange.
Oh. What number is this? Who is it? You call a friend?
Well, it was a friend. Had a bit of a falling out about a year ago, but, you know.
Enemy, I've reached area code 516.
That doesn't sound like
689-2627 has been changed. The new number. Now located in Saudi Arabia, is 011-966-1488-0872.
Well, I'm pretty confused by this. I don't know if you are.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a phone company, the recording.
Okay, well, I guess what I'll do is I'll just forget about it for now. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I'd say that we successfully confused that operator and confused ourselves a bit along the way. What we have there is a late-breaking story because a few minutes ago I wasn't doing that. And this is the first time I've ever seen a case where you can actually record your own little doo-doo-doo message and have it go through. It's one of the new things the phone company is offering. Saudi Arabia, yeah. Okay, we have, all right, let's cut this down then. We have another Richard Burton. This is Richard Burton in, Denver, I'm told. All right, let's keep our fingers crossed. Everybody out there kind of concentrates. We might actually get through this time. All right. Okay, here we go. Richard Burton in Denver.
Hello, you've reached Candace and Richard Burton.
Don't.
Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
Don't say anything.
Everybody quiet. Shh. Okay, all right. Another Richard Burton answering machine there. Well, if nothing else, we're hearing the sound of his name enough tonight, aren't we? So in a way, it's almost like he's really here, right? Yeah, sure. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. We're going to take some more phone calls. 632-6901. Brain damage. We're back. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
I was just wondering, have you heard about this MILT guy? It's like this thing going around campus here. Everybody's writing MILT on everything.
Milk?
No, MILT. M-I-L-T.
As in Milton Berle?
Yeah. Like MILT for short. It's like they're writing like MILT is coming.
Well, you know, there's this whole Michael Jackson's ugly bit that went on years ago. It wasn't the Michael Jackson. It was another Michael Jackson that used to go to school here that people didn't like.
Really?
Yeah, that used to be everywhere. You would see that on every train station from here to New York. You'd see it on every building. You know, you'd go into these weird places on campus that you're not supposed to be in, and you'd find it on little,
little
bricks and things like that. Yeah, so this could be the start of something else. I mean, nobody knows who Milt is, I
imagine. Yeah, because Milt seems to be coming. I mean, it's spreading. Because things are just spreading, and Milt is definitely coming.
Milt is coming. Well, they don't say when Milt is coming, though, do they?
No. I don't know when Milt is coming, but I'm sure that he is.
When was the first time you saw a Milt sign?
Oh, my God. It must have been about a week ago.
About a week ago.
And they're spreading.
They've been popping up ever since.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's something. Are they painted all the same way, or are they different handwriting?
I think it's different handwriting. Like, people are just kind of, it's spreading, and people are taking up the name of Milt.
It's good to write things on buildings, don't you think?
Graffiti is a good thing.
Kind of a healthy thing to write some cryptic message that nobody understands and people spend lots of time talking about.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So right now, you know, millions of people are hearing this, and they have no idea. They probably don't care what Milt is, but they're being forced to deal with it. And that's the important thing, that we force it onto people.
Yes, this is true.
Right.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for forcing that on us.
Okay.
All right, Milt. Milt is coming. Everybody know Milt is coming? All right, Milt. I don't think I know anybody named Milt. Milton is one thing, but Milt. How could you go through life with a name like Milt? Whew, all right. I'm told we're getting another Richard Burton. All right. When you have that number, please bring it in here, and we'll be happy to go with it. Okay. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey.
How you doing? Go ahead.
Yeah. I just realized I'm on the air. All right. Let me shut off my radio.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I know who Milt is.
Wait a minute. It's only one phone call away. How can we have an answer to a problem that we just started?
Yeah, it's my friend Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley? No, that's the other Milton. Yeah. Okay, there's two Miltons I know then. Milton Bradley and Milton Berle.
Yeah. Well, no, it's definitely Milton Bradley, though.
Why would Milton Bradley be coming to this campus?
Deal. He has this deal with the Stony Brook Student Union.
What, to demolish it, I hope?
No, it's to beautify the Stony Brook campus.
Well, that would be demolishing it then.
Yeah,
well, definitely.
He's going to put little plastic trees and the little Monopoly houses.
The Stony Brook Union, let me just tell you something. The Stony Brook Union is the only building in which they tried those little plastic trees and they died. They turned gray. I am not kidding. I would not make this up if it was true. Absolutely not.
They really should have.
They died. I mean, they turned gray. They were plastic. They weren't real, but they died.
They used the all-weather paint.
I think it's unusual. The all-weather paint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or green nail polish. They would have held up better.
Well, yeah, but
I don't get this whole Richard Burton deal.
Well, you see, it's an unfortunate chain of events that, believe me, will be discussed at the Monday morning staff meeting here. I'll have some answers by then. Hopefully, the listeners won't be suffering as a result of the incompetence that's going on around here.
Yeah,
I am sorry about it. I mean, if I, you know,
all right, you
if
know,
I had known,
kept me awake, but
yeah. But I'm told that we have another Richard Burton, and we're gonna find somebody interesting to talk to. That's what we're here for. We guarantee that. You get your money back if we don't bring you something interesting.
All right. Well, if I find anyone, I'll try to help you out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go to another call. Good evening. You're on.
Yes, this is Thomas Hardy, astrologer to the stars.
All right.
And I happen to know for a fact that Mr. Burton, your guest-to-be, is a world-famous traveler and as such has many different addresses. He also has many mistresses. And while he may be dead spiritually, I can tell from his aura that he is alive and well and most probably in Kentucky about now.
Kentucky?
Yes, Kentucky.
Why in God's name would Richard Burton be in Kentucky?
Well, I don't happen to know that, but from the alignment of Pluto and Neptune, I'm having this weird prediction, and, you know, being an astrologer in the stars is not an easy job, as you can well imagine, of course.
No, I imagine that.
But I'm afraid Sire Richard Burton is doing well and living somewhere in Kentucky, although I can't be that accurate for you.
Thanks for passing on that hot tip.
Okay, thank you very much. So have a good night.
Yes, although when you say doing well and living in Kentucky in the same sentence, you have to wonder just how that is possible. All right.
That might be so.
Did you hear that? Did anybody else hear that? That was Wiener again. That was Wiener again. He's somewhere in this studio. Lock the doors. He's up to something. He knows about this Richard Burton thing. All right. All right. This is troubling. This is something that we need to get to the bottom of. All right. Nick. What is going on here? People screaming? Wieners speaking out of speakers that shouldn't be there in the first place? All right. Do we have this Richard Burton? All right. Is this a sure thing? Well, yeah, I know. There's no way to tell. All right. Let's just hope it's a sure thing. All right. This Wiener... not Wiener. No. This Burton. Keep the Wieners out of here. Wiener and Associates. I'm going to check into this company, though. This publicity company that got us Richard Burton tonight. Something's not right here. All right. This Richard Burton supposedly is in the Bay Area, I'm told. Okay. We don't have the city. We don't have San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Alameda County. See, I know these cities, so I could speak, you know, as if I know what I'm talking about. All right, we just know it's the Bay Area. Fine. Let's go out to the Bay Area and hopefully find a Richard Burton who is awake and will talk to us here on Brain Damage. Richard Burton's phone ringing.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Richard Burton.
Is that it? Who's calling?
Oh, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. Will he be in soon?
Pardon?
Will he be in soon?
It's hard to say. May I have your number?
Well, you see, this is a call-in show, so we can't take incoming calls. What we're trying to do is just get an interview with somebody named Richard Burton.
And why?
Well, you see, it's a bit of a legal problem for us. We accidentally scheduled an interview with what we thought was the Richard Burton, and we weren't aware that he was actually no longer living. So it's created a bit of a legal snafu for us, and we're hoping that we could just find somebody with that particular name that we could talk to for a few minutes and thereby say that we did, in fact, interview Richard Burton.
Why in the hell are you going to interview, you going to schedule the real Richard Burton for an interview? You know damn well he's dead, been dead for years.
Well, you see, yeah, you're right. I didn't know that it had been scheduled. Our legal, or actually our promotions department did this, and they're a bit...
Oh, but you sound like a goddamn cop. What do you want?
Well, no, I've never been called that before. No, I am a talk show host, not a cop. But it's an interesting thought, anyway.
The phone number, then.
I'm sorry?
Give me your phone number.
You want the phone number of the radio station?
Right. If I can't confirm this, I'm not going to do nothing for you. Now, what's the number?
Okay. No, it's a very wise decision. It's area code 516-632-6901. That's our phone number. We're out here in New York, Long Island. And, gosh, can you tell us anything about Richard?
As far as what?
Just his, well, you see, we had a whole series of questions we were going to ask, and I guess we can't really ask those questions. And he doesn't know Elizabeth Taylor, I suppose.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Okay, now, and what's the name of your station?
We're WUSB in Stony Brook, New York.
SB, Stony Brook.
That's right.
Okay.
So, well, it's too bad Richard isn't there right now. Maybe we can try calling back a little later. Is that possible?
Hold on a second. I want to confirm this before we even go any further with this. Stony Brook, New York, right?
That's right, yeah.
This sounds like a bunch of bull to me.
Well, I agree with you. It does. It's,
How the hell y'all go? Y'all not that far in the backwoods where y'all don't know Richard Burton is dead.
Well, you see, if they had asked me to start with, yes, I would have told them.
My damn station would schedule a dead actor that's been world-renowned and been dead for years. And come on, man, give me a break. You guys can come up with something better than that. What do you want?
Okay, thanks for talking to us. Well, you know, I guess our mistakes aren't all that aren't taken all that lightly by most of America. We're not to be forgiven for our foolishness. Yeah, I guess I should have expected this. Yeah, this is Brain Damage. It's 1:30 in the morning. You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, and I'm sorry about this this whole foul up and blunder, or whatever you want to call it, with this whole Richard Burton deal. These things happen. This is non-commercial radio, and we're very amateurish sometimes, and we make mistakes, or some of us make mistakes, and
wind up pinning it on the other people. But it doesn't really matter because that's all stuff to be discussed when we're not on the air. With legal counsel present, if some people know it's good for them. All right. We're here. It's Sunday morning? And this is our first program back from the dead after Matt told the audience to stuff it last week. So he's out. He's gone. Not going back. Can't tell the audience to stuff it and expect to survive in the radio business. No. Certainly can't. We have our people working for the to find a Richard Burton that will talk to us before 29 minutes is up. Because, if we don't talk to a Richard Burton, then technically we've committed fraud. We've advertised all over the place that we were going to speak to Richard Burton tonight. We have all these endorsements. The General Motors endorsement that you probably have seen at the halftime show last week. And we have the space shuttle thing that they lit up there in the sky on Thursday night. And we have all the networks, all three networks and Fox. And we've even managed to get that bid on PBS, unbeknownst to them. But it was all under the knowledge that we were going to actually speak to Richard Burton tonight, so we obviously have to do that. And I do appreciate all the people calling up saying they're Richard Burton, but it doesn't really help us. We need a bona fide Richard Burton. Because no doubt this is going to come up in some legal channel someplace. All right. That's my problem, not your problem. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's not supposed to be on either. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go back to the phones and try and forget about all this, right? That's what we're here for. We're like a six-pack of beer. We're made so people can forget about whatever it is they're trying to forget about. That's what brain damage is. Good evening, you're on. You know, he waited so long just to hang up. Or she. Good evening.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, I heard some dude talking about this milk thing.
Yeah, but you're screaming, you see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, this guy, man. This milk thing, it's all over the place.
Is it really all over? Can you tell me?
I swear, I see it all over, like, the campus.
Can you tell me a specific place that I can go to look at?
Yeah, the Student Union building. It's, like, right on the door. It says, Milt is coming, plain as day.
Which door is this?
The one, like, you cross, like, the street to go to the bookstore.
Uh-huh.
Like, that door right there.
Really?
Milt is coming.
And is this, like, a stencil, or is this handwriting?
No, it's, like, computer printing.
Really? And it's on the wall, or is it on a piece of paper?
It's on the door. On a piece of paper.
Oh, it's on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. You see, that's very 90s.
Yeah, it's like somebody put a whole lot of effort into doing this thing.
To print three words? How much effort do you put into that?
Oh, but it's all over the place, you know, like to put it up and everything. Like, they got some message, you know, they got something to say, it seems like.
So we have to find out who Milt is.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anybody out there has a clue as to who or what Milt is, Then let us know, because we're the radio station. Yeah, we're the radio station. We're supposed to know these things.
Yeah.
In fact, it's to be said that people should tell us before they put up signs.
So, yeah, you know, that would work.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
To tell people what the signs mean.
All right, man. Nice talking to you. Thanks.
Okay, you too. Thank you for calling. Milt is coming, yeah. Well, when we find out, we'll let you know. That's what we do here. Good evening.
Hey. Young
brain damage here.
Makes you feel better. I didn't know Richard Burton was dead either.
Well, I guess that makes me feel better, but, I guess it's kind of... I don't want to give the wrong impression here. We haven't expressed any remorse at all that he's really dead for his own sake. We just seem to be upset that he's dead because we can't talk to him, but believe me, all my sympathy goes out to him for being dead as well. I just want to make that clear, you know. As much as I can feel sorry for him for not being alive anymore, I do. But he has to understand, or whatever is left of him has to understand, that we've got a problem now because of his untimely departure, however many years ago he departed.
Well, someone know, you know, call him back from the dead. He'll give an interview.
Yeah, but the thing is, when people come back from the dead, it's very hard to schedule them. You see, you can't have them come back at a particular time. They tend to just come back whenever they feel like coming back, you know, and that doesn't work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
that's
see,
gone.
I'm sorry?
That's gone.
I can't make you out. What?
That's gone.
Who's gone?
Matt.
Well, Matt told the audience to stuff it last week.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, yeah, he's gone. I'm so happy.
He told the audience to stuff it, and there's a certain FCC regulation that if you tell the audience to either stuff it or there's another one, which I'm not going to say, then you have to, I'm not exactly sure if you have to go away for a particular period of time, if you have to go to a particular place for a minimum amount of time or what, but the crux of the matter is he can't be in this room at this particular time of day for at least the immediate future because of what he said to the audience.
Right, and he...
Now, I've said stuff a lot of times tonight, but if I was to say to the audience stuff it, then you wouldn't hear me next week either. But you see, I'm qualifying that with all kinds of words. I'm not actually, you know, standing next to a microphone and saying stuff it to the audience. Because that would be, you know, unacceptable.
So Matt is gone, and he definitely can't give any interviews with Richard Burton or...
No, it's, I don't, you know, I have a lot of faith in Matt's abilities. He's able to do things that nobody else can do. Mostly because people don't want to do them. But, yeah, I don't think he could get Richard Burton to do an interview either.
Right.
I only think, you know, and I don't mean any disrespect by saying this, but I don't really think that Lister could even do this. I really don't think so.
Well?
Yeah, and if Lister can't do it, nobody can do it.
Yes, I wouldn't know who Lister is, but...
Oh, then you have not yet begun to live.
This probably is true. All
yes.
Right.
You need to turn on your radio on Saturday afternoons at noon.
Ah, yes.
And then you will find out all about Lister. And then your life can really begin.
I heard sheep at that time, so I don't know.
Well, that must be one of the off weeks, but if you don't hear sheep, you'll hear Lister.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, looks like we might have something in the offing. Okay, in the crisis room, it's funny because we do really have a crisis room because we have so many crises here at the radio station that there is a room. You know, in many places you double up, you sort of use a room, like kind of a makeshift morgue kind of a thing when a plane crashes. You know, you use a hangar or you use an airline terminal or something like that. But in this particular case, we have a permanent such room that is called the crisis room, and we always use it for crises. And you know, we joke about it. We say it's the hardest room to get time in. You know, it's no joke, though. It really isn't, because this is a crisis. We have four or five people in there right now. Although, no. They're bickering amongst each other. No, that never helps. That never helps when you bicker amongst... Oh, no, they're taking swings at each other now. Okay, I'm not going to look into that room anymore. Crisis room apparently is living up to its name. Hopefully, when they settle things out over there, we'll have another Richard Burton to call. 632-6901 is our phone number, area code 516. The program is Brain Damage. And if you have to ask why it's called Brain Damage, clearly, you're in another dimension. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, yeah.
It's been one of those days, you know?
I can find out who Mist is for you.
Milt, not Mist, Milt.
Well, Mist, I was thinking that because... That means horse manure in German, but anyway.
Oh, well, I hope none of that is coming here.
Yeah, see, because I have to do community service with some friends.
Uh-huh.
Because we chopped down some trees of a wildlife preserve.
But wait a minute. You're telling me that part of your community service is to chop down trees in a wildlife preserve?
No.
Oh, that's why you're doing community service.
But we have to, like, clean up around the campus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we saw some guy, like, putting up posters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Looked very strange. And now... Since you brought it up again, we just realized that it was one of those computer printouts that's like Milky's company.
So, okay, wait. So we have somebody here that has actually seen the alleged perpetrator.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it could have been someone who was just doing it for him or could have been Milt.
A co-conspirator.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe this person, humanoid, I assume?
I guess he was like...
Head, arms, head, two arms, two legs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, he was human at
okay.
least.
Okay, he walked around and pretty much fit into the rest of society.
Yeah, except he was wearing, like, a big black coat.
Wearing a big black coat around his person?
Yeah, it was on him.
Okay, all right.
Body.
Okay, so we have a guy wearing a black coat on his body walking around. That's good. Okay, now we can forward this information to the appropriate parties, and we should be able to nab him.
He looked like he could have been out of college.
out of college.
I don't think he goes to Stony Brook.
So you think this was an outside influence that's coming onto this university campus and putting up signs saying that Milt is coming?
Yep.
That is something. This is getting bigger and bigger. This is almost overshadowing the Richard Burton story here.
Yeah.
Outside influence, I mean, do you think it's a threat that Milt is coming? Do you think it's like selling drugs, maybe?
No, I think it has some. It's probably like... it's probably just like some sort of string orchestra band or something.
Oh, I hope it's not one of those string orchestra bands again.
So they piss me off. I hate those things.
Do you know, I mean, we had riots here last time the string orchestra band played.
I had to go to one of those.
I don't want to generalize, all right? I don't want to say things about certain types of music. But you got those string orchestras. I don't know what kind of people they bring in. But, like, a lot of them come in from, you know, the outskirts of town.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, they walk around with that kind of swagger of theirs. And they cause trouble. They do. And I'm not saying you should ban certain types of music. But, you know, at least with string orchestra, you got to, like, wake up to the possibility that maybe there's, like, something that's being transmitted through the chords. All right? And you...
It just causes complete havoc.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
It certainly does. I mean, I'm open to suggestion on this, but it's a problem. We have to deal with it.
Yeah, I know. And I went to one of those things once, and... I, like, wore jeans that had a hole in them,
uh-huh.
And some lady wouldn't let me in because I wasn't entirely dressed.
Yeah. You see, they're like that. They're like that. If you don't fit in...
Faggots, man.
If you don't fit in with that particular kind of person...
Yep. You got to fit into their little clique.
Yeah. And God help you if you don't, you know. You'll be found, you know, stuffed inside a grand piano. I don't want to think... It's very disturbing because, you know, I've known people that have met grisly fates with the string orchestra quartet type folks.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't feel very kindly towards them. I don't want that to come across in the way I deal with people. But if, you know, somebody from that particular walk of life wants to call up, I'll be civil. I won't. You know.
Well, you know.
I won't say anything nasty, but
some are nice people. But then you get the ones that, you know, they go crazy and they just break the freaking things over their heads.
Right, right. It's like, you know. It gives a bad name to everybody, and certainly doesn't help their cause any. They really should you know, rein in those people.
You should ask for people who've seen that guy that I described.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a all points bulletin issued for him. Thanks very much for calling. We're going to go to another phone call. And okay, looks like they're actually writing something down in the crisis room now. So okay, that's a good sign. Maybe we'll have another Richard Burton to talk to. Okay, so here we got out here. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, I have a Richard Burton phone number.
You have a Richard Burton phone number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we can't give the phone numbers out over the air. That's the only problem with that.
Put me on hold.
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and hopefully one of our staff people will pick up. Thanks for calling, and okay, he's on hold right now. Maybe one of our elite staff people can find out where that Richard Burton is, but I think we're going to have another one real soon. Yeah, I'm getting a nod from in there. Okay, that's good. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? You looking for a host there?
Are we looking for a host?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should call. Call after we have the Monday morning staff meeting. There might very well be an opening.
Yeah, because I took that course, that training course.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I can tell. I can tell that you've taken that, because we always tell people to practice the radio DJ voice when they, you know, at all hours of the night and day and in regular life. And you come across, obviously, as having done that.
It makes you smell bad, though.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's certain sacrifices you must make in order to be successful on the radio. And, yeah, smelling bad is a small one. There's a lot bigger ones than that.
People should listen to Lister's radio show, his reggae show, because he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, he is good.
He's the king of reggae.
He's the king of USB. He's the king of Stony Brook. The king of Long Island.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah, he really is a king, too, you know. I'm not making this up. He has a little certificate to prove it.
Does it say King Lister?
No, it just says, because they don't put your name on the certificates. They just say king, and there's like a certain region that he's king of, and I think Long Island encompasses his region.
Is that all, though?
He's not king of Brooklyn, for instance. That's Felix.
Is he king of comedy?
You see, it doesn't get into subject matter, either. It just gets into geographical areas.
I know that guy, Milt. He's crazy.
Wait, you know who Milt is?
I know Milt.
Who is Milt?
He's crazy.
Well, you're telling me what Milt, I mean, how Milt, never mind. Okay, well, he is coming, though.
Yeah, he likes to wear raincoats.
Okay.
Black and yellow.
All right, all right. This is going to be an interesting interesting couple of weeks ahead of us, then, isn't it?
Hey, don't let him get near any haunted goats, though.
Haunted goats? How do you know if a goat is haunted? How do you know if a goat is haunted? I don't even know. I can't tell what's going through a goat's head.
You shouldn't ask.
Okay, I'll try not to. Listen, thanks for calling.
Is there anyone else there?
Yes. And it's 1:46 in the morning, 14 minutes to 2 o'clock. And we have, okay, we have another Richard Burton. Where, pray tell, is this one? Okay, Albuquerque, New Mexico, I'm told. Thank you. All right. I don't know if we have time for another one after this, so I hope this one works out. So far we've been to Seattle and I think L.A., the Bay Area. There's rumors he was in Kentucky. Okay, let's go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I sure hope... Is that 505? Okay. I sure hope this one comes through for us, or else we could be in a lot of trouble. Okay. Richard Burton in Albuquerque. Richard Burton's phone ringing in Albuquerque.
Hello?
Hello, is Richard Burton in?
Yes, who's calling, please?
This is Eric from WUSB Radio, Stony Brook, New York.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Richard Burton?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Eric. I'm from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. We're doing a live call-in show, and we're wondering if we might be able to talk to you for a minute.
Gee, we're just eating dinner right now.
Oh, I'm real sorry about that. It'll really just take a minute.
Okay.
Okay, you see, we accidentally got into a bit of trouble ourselves. We scheduled an interview with the Richard Burton that was the actor, and we our publicity department is kind of new at this. They didn't realize that he had already died. So to get out of a legal problem, we just have to talk to really anybody named Richard Burton, and we can fulfill our contract. So if we could just take a minute of your time and ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Okay, great. We appreciate it. Now, you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is that correct?
I am.
Okay, now, I just have to modify these questions a little bit because, obviously, it's a little bit different now. You've never actually met Elizabeth Taylor, I take it?
No, I never have.
Okay, let me just scratch that one off then. Have you lived in Albuquerque all your life?
No, 3 years.
3 years. And may I ask, what do you do?
I'm a pararescueman in the United States Air Force.
Oh, that's great. Well, sounds a lot more exciting than acting, I guess.
A lot more.
Yeah. Well, looking back on your career, is there any kind of advice you can give to America's young people?
Don't take drugs.
Don't take drugs. Okay, well, I think that's something that the other Richard Burton would have said as well. We want to thank you very much for talking with us. And can we ask you one final favor? If you could give us what is known as a legal ID. Basically, all you have to say is, this is Richard Burton, and when I'm in Stony Brook, I listen to WUSB 90.1 FM. Can you do that for us?
Hey, this is Richard Burton, and when I'm in New York, I listen to What was that again?
WUSB.
WUSB.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Finally made it. Richard Burton and Albuquerque. I don't know. I'm feeling all congested for some reason. And I'm thinking really slow, too. So I'm going to take a one-minute break here, and I'm going to come back and take a couple of phone calls here on brain damage. Sounded like Wiener in there for a second. Okay, that's Negative Land. Negative Land provides underwriting support for this program, as you probably know. And yes, we were successful. We finally found Richard Burton in, Albuquerque, New Mexico. What a friendly guy he was, although he did tend to slow down the show a bit. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I have another... Are you still going to take numbers for Richard Burton?
No, we found Richard Burton, and there's not a thing that can be done to us because we have lived up to our expectations,
okay,
such as they are.
But will
right?
you call another Richard Burton?
I think you can call too many Richard Burtons in a night, and I think we're in danger of doing that. That's all I'm worried about. But is there anything else you had in your mind?
This guy, he really wants to talk.
What guy really wants to talk?
Richard Burton. He's a friend of mine.
I mean, you have Richard Burton with you.
No, he lives in New Jersey. I have his number.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. We're not going to have time this time. But I'm being waved at. I have no idea. Can you tell us something about this Richard Burton, maybe?
He's got a wife named Heather.
Uh-huh. Heather, huh?
Yeah, Heather.
Okay. We had one who was with Adana before, so...
Yeah.
I imagine Richard Burton's around the country are... You know, shacked up with all kinds of people.
He likes poetry.
Poetry, okay, one of these poetry dudes. Huh? Well, you know, Richard Burton liked poetry.
No, but he likes to stand out in the middle of the street and recite poetry.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know if the other Richard Burton did that, but, if the role called for it, he would do it.
And sometimes he does it in the nude.
Uh-huh, stands out in the street in the nude, reading poetry.
Like, he goes on, like, side streets. Side roads and stuff, not really busy streets.
Oh, he doesn't do it on busy streets, though.
No, he undresses and he just recites poetry.
I see. Well, you know, there's a demand for that these days. There is.
He screams at the top of his lungs.
Screams at the top of his lungs. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole routine there. Naked, streets, screaming, poetry. That's it, you know, you've got it pretty much He sounds like a mainstream artist to me. I'm sorry we couldn't talk to him, but we just had too many other Richard Burtons to deal with tonight. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi, I was wondering if you found Jim Wiener yet.
No, Jim Wiener apparently slipped out of the studio somehow, although for some reason we can still hear his voice now and then. But
I'm very disappointed to hear that.
We're going to find him.
I was wondering, is he in any relation to Mark Wiener?
Well, right now we're trying to determine if he has any relation to the publicity department that booked us, Richard Burton, and you know, at quite a tidy sum, I might point out, too. So we're gonna be doing our little investigation on that. Hopefully next week we'll have some answers.
Okay, do the Wieners have associates?
According to this, Wiener and Associates, you know, I mean, I know the Wiener that I know doesn't have associates, but this seems to be a contradiction in terms if he is related to that.
Do the associates have Wieners?
Well, you know, that's something else that is open to all kinds of debate and question, but something else to think about for the next week. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, this is Richie C.
This is who?
Richie C.
Hey, Richie C, how are you?
Good.
You sound like a rap star.
You know what?
Well, you just do, the name.
What movie I saw the other day?
Sorry?
You know what sick movie I saw the other day?
Well, is it a new sick movie or an old sick movie?
It's like old, yeah. It was nasty.
Okay. Nasty, old, sick film. Clockwork Orange?
No.
No. Not that old.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Wow. Did you hear our Chainsaw public service announcement before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Apparently there's some sort of message, subliminal message in there. And apparently it's going to get people to do certain things. I don't quite know what. It's not my concern. It's not my problem. But was it a good film?
It sucked.
Yeah?
It's so boring. I saw it at this guy's house. You know, Dog Will Hunt, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, those films of massacres of old, they just aren't the same as the new bloody ones, you know?
Dog Will Hunt.
Yeah, dogs will hunt. That's what they do. Listen, we got to go. Thanks for calling, and thanks to everybody else that called in. I'm really sorry about the snafus that we got into tonight. Hopefully, it's not a sign of things to come, because we're a professional operation here. Professional operation, and we don't take pride in things like that. I don't know where that noise is coming from, but we'll be back again next week, I think, unless I don't get the answers I want. As far as who's responsible for the embarrassment that went out over the airwaves tonight. Thanks again, everybody, for your understanding and patience and for not jumping to conclusions and filing lawsuits against us for, you know, saying that we're going to have people on we didn't really have on. I'm sure next week things will sort of lock into place. You know, it's like that Conan O'Brien guy, you know. He's taking forever to lock into place, but you know it's going to happen one day. It'll be a couple of years, but it'll happen. You just got to have faith. That's what we require of all listeners. Lots and lots of faith. See you next week.
and you're listening to WUSB.
who's to blame when all the town is out to change?